Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial. I don't have to tell you guys what day it is, but anyway, today is obviously the 3rd of August, and it's Thursday. It's a great day here at the home because we have our first weekly happy hour on Thursdays, and that's a great time for me, not because I drink a lot, but because I really get a chance to chat with all my neighbors, and that is really, really fun. Going to talk about a couple of things this morning that are really bright in the news, and that is number one, we're going to talk about the upcoming debate in November between the governor of California and the governor of Florida. Jimmy, can you opine on that first, and then I'll jump in?
Well, so the word is on the street that DeSantis agreed to debate Gavin Newsom on Fox News on the Hannity show sometime around November 8th or November 10th. At least that's what's scheduled here. And of course, this is likely to gain a lot of attention, certainly for Hannity's show, which is why he's attempting to do it.
Yeah.
But what it shows is that Gavin Newsom is actually preparing to replace Biden as a candidate for the Democratic Party, in my view.
In my view also.
And then DeSantis is actually struggling in the polls, so he's looking for ways to show, to prove himself. And I think the two outside... When I say outside, you know, DeSantis and Newsom are the two kind of in the wings kind of leaders that are on the top of the polls if you take away Biden and Trump.
Right.
And, of course, Trump's legal issues could potentially cause problems for him, though I doubt that's going to be the case. I think he's probably just going to gain in support based on the latest indictments. And I think that it's really the Democratic Party scrambling to figure out how they can go forward without a Biden run for 2024.
Well, my personal opinion on that is I think that would be interesting. I happen to think that Gavin Newsom is an interesting politician. I don't want to say that I think that he's better than the Republicans necessarily, because all you have to do is look at what he's accomplished, which is very little in the state of California. You look at the exodus of people from California, and, you know, the proof is in the pudding, and that's the pudding right there. You say Gavin Newsom is kind of going down in the polls. Well, Ron DeSantis is also kind of going down in the polls. He cannot overtake Trump. Trump has got a huge, huge following. Had an interesting conversation last night about what would happen if Trump won the election. And very interesting in the sense that my friend, who is a liberal, and I like to get the liberal's point of view, simply because you want to watch the movie on the biggest screen that you possibly can. I don't agree with a lot of my friends who are very liberal, but I have to say that I think that DeSantis and Newsom, that debate would be very interesting, and I think does have the potential of putting Newsom in the driver's seat. He's a hell of a politician, Jim. I've watched him before.
Well, DeSantis is no weak politician either. So.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying he is.
But I agree that Newsom is probably the more slimy and slick politician. He'll actually be pretty – the way he would present things would be very appealing to a certain level of progressive and left. And they will look at him as a younger guy. They look at him as California. And a lot of people agree with what's happening in California in spite of the economic disaster, the homeless disaster, the exodus of big companies, and then, of course, the financial collapse of the state with a massive budget deficit that's over, I believe, $33 or $36 billion after just 2 years ago having a surplus. So I don't think the statistics look good for Newsom, but certainly the facade looks good for him. Now, Ron DeSantis is a, you know, he's pretty sharp, pretty bold. He's a smart guy, and I would argue that he's probably a lot smarter than Gavin Newsom, but he doesn't look as slick. And for those that really want to go back to the Kennedy-Nixon debates in the 1960 event. You know, Nixon, on policy-wise, if you listen to the debate on the radio, he won hands down, but Kennedy looked better. And I think that's exactly what the appeal is right now for some people in the Democratic Party. Well, here's a guy that runs a big state and has the appeal that might pull him in, like Justin Trudeau in Canada.
Yeah, I have to disagree with you just in one sense. I thought that John F. Kennedy was, I thought he was a pretty good politician. I have to say that in terms of national security, he really made some mistakes, but he admitted them. He really did. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm just talking about the debate.
Yeah, I totally understand. I totally understand what you're saying, Jim. But anyway, getting on to that debate, I think that that debate is going to be the turning point of the election. And I think that, quite frankly, for the good of the party, I think that Joe Biden's going to have to back out.
Probably for his party. And I think this Obama meeting.
That's what I mean, of course. Yeah.
And of course, you know, that, you know, there's a lot of discussion right now that Obama went in and met with Biden to explain to him how, you know, how strong Trump is. And I think there's a little bit of concern that they won't be able to control all that they've been able to control in the past. Now, I don't think they're going to give up. Again, my philosophy from the beginning of this administration has been they're not going to back down. They're going to continue to use power, law enforcement, intimidation, and their connections with big globalist ideologues and tech companies in order to censor and close off people's views. The problem is enough people are now starting to wake up to it. So it's going to be tough for them to push it through. And, oh, by the way, America's really looks really embarrassing right now around the world.
And, I think that's 100% right. I think that most of my liberal friends, and I love them all, I think they are rationalizing a bit when they don't really consider some of the negatives of the Biden administration, you know, like the border, the south border, like the economy, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, Biden is, in my opinion, you know, he's probably a nice guy, and that's assuming that he's not involved with his son in basically using his position to gain monetarily. If he's doing that, I got no time for him, and I think he deserves to be incarcerated for that, if that's ever proven.
Well, it looks like there's a lot of information that that's the case. And what we do know, and what we know from actually Biden's own voice in numerous incidents throughout the campaign and through the last few years of his presidency, whatever, if you want to call it a presidency, he has been incredibly vindictive. He's attacked people publicly that were basically making reasonable points. He did it to a factory worker. He did it to people on the debate stage, or actually on the campaign trail. You got to remember, dog face, pony soldier, these types of things against people that were actually kind of his supporters or wanted to be Democrat supporters. And he's been absolutely vicious against reporters and anybody questioning his, you know, kind of policies.
Oh yeah.
But not only that, he's been very vindictive in conversations that have been released with a lot of these emails that have come out. So it looks to me like he shakes hands like a politician, but behind the scenes, he's a kind of a more like a mafia don.
Yeah. I mean, I've had that thought occasionally. Jimmy, I want to break it here. We're at about 10 minutes, 9:27. The reason I want to break it is I want to make sure that we can get the music up with this one. And we've got a call coming in from Corey. I'm not sure when, but we're getting pretty close. I want to make sure we get the music. Let me do that. I'll put the music into the intros and outros, and then we can do another one if you like.
Let's close it out here for the day, and there'll be plenty happening. We've got lots to talk about, and of course we're going to have to prepare for the weekend show. I do want to follow end this one, this little segment today with one interesting bit of information.
Yeah.
So Canada, right now, the Labour Party is down to Conservatives by 10 percentage points.
Wow.
That is huge. But that's not the real issue that's very interesting. more young people and women, young women, are actually identifying with conservatives in Canada and actually registering to vote for them than ever before. And that was the only advantage that Justin Trudeau had. Now he's getting a divorce with his wife after 18 years. He is a slime bag, and I know that from, you know, friends that know him personally. And to see what he's done to the country is crazy. Yeah. So it's interesting to start to see, and I'm just going to comment, bring this back to a comment that Larry posted on there, on the web, on the a link to the actual blog, and he put the Cat Stevens song link out there for the peace train. And I will say that maybe there is some hope, and I want to stay positive and think, you know what?
Well, sure.
There is possibility that things can be turning around.
I think you're right. I think there's all kinds of possibility. We need to keep getting the honest word out, though. And everybody knows what our motive is. We're not making any money off of this. We're not selling product. We are simply a couple of guys who are very well informed. You're a guy who has years of experience in this issue, boots on the ground experience in many countries. And I think in terms of a distributor of news and opinion that is valuable, we are very definitely close to being number one. Okay, Jimmy, thank you so much.
You bet, Al.
Talk to you maybe later on today.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.